So, Chenunoso, you guys had this game against the Rams not so long ago. Didn't exactly go the way you wanted. What are you looking forward to about going back and strapping it up again?
Just looking forward to going back and dominating them. You know, like, I feel like they kind of got away with that first game. We didn't play up to our standards, both offense, defense, defensively and special teams wise. So when we come back on this Thursday, play complimentary football, you know, but really show them what we're about and got a chance to get after them.
Yeah, there's people that are like, hey, you know, they played a bad game on offense and they'll be better this time. You guys gave up some run plays you don't normally give up. Do you guys feel like you had a better game to offer than you had that first game?
Absolutely, we have a better game to offer. And we're going to use this week to prepare fully for it. You know, we got to take first and foremost, take care of our bodies after that tough game we had last night. So getting our bodies back right is going to be most important. And really just honing in on these guys and see what they like to do and just giving it our all on Thursday night.
So, you know, you didn't get a chance to play as much, obviously, last year and coming back this year. How's your body feel, you know, now, what is it, 15, getting to week 15?
I mean, it's football. I mean, if you say you feel great, you're lying. So, but I mean, it is what it is. You know, I stay on top of my recovery. I do what I got to do to make sure I'm available to go on Sunday. And I'll do that again this Thursday. You know, massages, cold tubs, all that stuff, stretching, hydration. I'm going to do it all. So no matter what, I'll be ready to go.
So I see you and some of the other guys that go through recovery. There's those little things you attach to your legs before practice and it kind of, and you walk with it, or maybe your knees. And you know what I'm talking about? It's like a string and it's attached to something on the ground.
Oh,
and it's measuring, I think, like your different legs. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. What is that?
It's just like a resistance machine. Uh-huh. So it gives you like a good warm up to against some good resistance to get some, you know, more activation and to help you with pre-practice and stuff. So I love that machine. I use it a lot. I use it every day. I think it's helped to my success getting back on the field.
Did you ever expect when you started playing football as a kid that you'd learn this much about your body and like all the different things you have to do to be able to play this game?
I never would have thought. I just, being young, you just get up and go. You know, when you're younger, you recover faster. And, you know, the longer you play in the league and the tougher, you know, you play and the more physical you play, you realize that you got to do a little more to be able to bounce back. And it's just part of the game.
Do you do the whole like Leonard Williams hyperbaric chamber, all that stuff? You got all that stuff going on?
Hyperbaric chamber, sauna, cold tub, hot tub, steam room, red light therapy, acupuncture, stretching, hot yoga. I do everything.
So what does the red light therapy do?
It's just good for getting blood flow and recovery. And get like just new blood flowing through the body and for inflammation and to recover from swelling and injuries.
So I'm not going to try to pull you into any kind of war words, but like after that game against the Rams, there's some of those guys talking about your quarterback and clowning on him. And, you know, winners get to say whatever they want to say. But at what point does the games become kind of personal and like rivalries for the players and not just like fans?
Yeah, I mean, you got a player, you know, doing all this talking and all this, you know, loud mouthing. You know, you got something to prove. You know, of course, you had our number last game, but you know, it's best. That's why we play you twice. You know, you gotta prove it again. You gotta come this time. You gotta come better. So, yeah, they do all that loud mouthing and talking, but we gonna see who's more dominant on Thursday. Who's more physical team on Thursday?
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Cheers. Some steps together.
Probably like a month ago, because I started cutting about a month ago. Or a month and a half ago. So I think once I was able to like start doing drills and start like doing football instead of just kind of straight line running, it started to become more, you know, real and real, and then started to amp up with the return to play with, you know, I was out there hitting mark for like 2 hours a day. So, you know, it was good just doing that. And yeah, once I was doing that, I felt ready to go.
Joining action this late in the season, like what are the biggest challenges that you now have here for a few more weeks in the regular season to be able to help this team and be able to get up to speed quickly going against NFL competition?
Yeah, you know, from like understanding the game and seeing what they run and watching things on film, and you know, also just getting my body back to how it felt in college and how I, you know, feeling 100%. You know, obviously there's things I'm still, you know, getting back in my flow and getting back into my, you know, regular routine of how I play. But, you know, I feel like every day it's gotten better, which has been, you know, seeing improvement. That's really all you can ask for.
How similar is what they're asking you to do as what you did at Notre Dame?
Yeah, it's a similar like attack style front. Like you want to get off the ball. And, you know, I think AD has done a great job, and Coach Hines, of just really showing me, like, you know, getting off the ball, attacking, and just, you know, making it, you know, slowing it down for me and just keeping my eyes focused on my keys.
What did you know about Mike McDonald and this defense before you got to Seattle?
I heard of the Legion of Boom. And then, you know, I've definitely seen Seattle throughout the years, but, you know, not as much as I know now.
Yeah, what has been the thing that you've learned that you didn't know? Like, what are some of the things that kind of stood out to you?
I just think that they're always adapting. Like, we'll be putting things in, you know, day before the game. Like, we're always putting in new calls. So it's cool to see how, you know, it's not just like, hey, one thing's in, we're going to keep it like that. We're always going to adapt and find new ways to do things better. And, you know, but still have those, like, same principles of, you know, you got to play hard, you got to play fast, you got to play physical.
Coach was talking about you playing the A-gap. Coach was talking about you playing the A-gap, not something you did very much at Notre Dame, but how do you feel about doing that in this system and being able to do that at the next level?
Mm. Whatever role I have to do, you know, whatever spots open, I'd love to get an opportunity. So I'm just out there trying to play my best.
What do you think about Bud Boyamafe? How's he been playing?
Oh, boy, he's great. He's a little messy, though, as a locker roommate. He leaves stuff all on the ground. It's crazy.
How's his shadow boxing game?
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. He's top 15.
Who's number one?
I'll give you top 10. I'll give you top 10.
Who's number one? That's the real question here.
I think everyone has their day. Oh. Yeah, I think it changes. It changes week to week. I think it's just whoever has like that. That's their day.
Is NFL locker room what you expected it to be?
Not. It's pretty close. Everyone told me it was like everyone wasn't as close, but I feel like we're really close here. So I mean, everyone shadow boxes everybody. Everyone talks. So it's been really cool. I've had a great time.
When do you feel like you're going to know that you've got back to where you want to be on the field?
I think it's just coming each day getting better. I don't think there's going to be a specific day where I'm gonna be like, oh, but, you know, I'm hoping just got to keep getting better and each day just making improvements and then being better than where I left.
You said you're not quite 100%. Or you made it insinuating you're still not quite all the way back. Where would you think?
No, I'm just saying, you know, I started playing football 3 weeks ago. So obviously just getting back to the technique and stuff. Yeah. Knees 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
When we talked to Mike a little bit ago, he said that game that Byron had yesterday was like maybe single-handedly won you guys the game. He said he was absolutely dominant. When you watched the film of the way he played yesterday, what stood out to you about Byron and his effort and the way he kind of played?
Yeah, I think just the way that he can pass rush and play the run. I mean, he plays both really well. And just watching him yesterday, like he's blowing guys back, knocking guys back, and then he's coming off the ball. And then, you know, in the pass game, he's – you know, getting to the quarterback. So I think it's cool to see the stuff that he did all in the offseason and he does in practice pays off and happens in the game.
How rare is it to see a guy be able to get a lot of double teams like he was taking yesterday and still be able to make some of the plays that he was making in the backfield and creating pressures? Like, it just doesn't seem there's very many guys that can do that are doing a lot of the two-gapping stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's a tough job. I think that's what they ask him. And, you know, it's cool because he can do that. And, you know, I think for him, it's just like that second nature to him. So I just try to watch that and copy that, because he does it at the highest level, I think, of anybody in the NFL right now.
What does it mean to you that they are letting you get this chance late in the season? I mean, with the way things have been going, theoretically they could say like, hey, we're just going to make it a redshirt year for you, make sure you're good to go next year, but to be like, no, we're going to get you involved, we're going to put you into this mix and what does that kind of mean to you at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the support the coaching staff has, and you know, from the training room, you know, and then to, you know, working with CJ and Mark and all those guys and Ivan, you know, just get me back to this point to give me the option to be ready for that is, you know, means a lot. And, you know, I'm just excited to take this opportunity and, you know, run with it and do the best I can.
What's it been like working with AD?
He's the man. He's been helping me out a ton. He's really good, you know, defensive line play. And, you know, he's helped me grow my game a lot, you know, especially in the 3 weeks I've been back. It's been good working with him, and, you know, how he sees the game is just a little bit different. So it's been really cool.
Thanks, man.
Josh Snyder has.